Blog Talk Radio.
To Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Caring for Animals, number 329 shows and counting, going on over 7 years of sitting on this or speaking out on this radio platform for all of our animal friends in need and distress, and all these amazing guests and the callers that call in and the audience that's listening. You made it, this show a total success, and I can't thank all you enough for, because it takes teamwork to see any victories out there. So we want to be, you know, strong leaders, and the strong supporters equals the strong victories. So when we all work together and to do our part and see the results for better lives and futures for all of our furry friends and four-legged friends in need and distress, hey, we know we're not spinning our wheels, and we can't give up hope. I know I am relentless and will not give up. So I'm just going to go over a couple things before we get this, the show started. My name is Debbie Dahmer, and I am the producer and host for Voices Care for Animals, and that comes live every Thursday at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, and 4 o'clock Pacific. Listen in worldwide. All shows are recorded live and archived on Blog Talk Radio. So if you want to, you can always go back to any of my live podcast interviews and listen and share 24/7. And that's www.blogtalkradio.com. .com/voices carry for animals, and also you can follow my shows under my logo, Animal Advocates Radio, and every time there's a new podcast coming up, it will alert you in your primary email. You just got to give your email address, and you will be alerted. And also, this show is coming live from the PPJ Gazette online, and that's www.ppjg.me. And also give a big shout out to Marty Oakley, TS Radio Network. That's where Voices Care for Animals originated from. I was her host up to 163 shows, and then I went on my own, and she helped me to get it together, and we're still great friends, and she's a great voice out there. She has hot topics out there, everyone. So you can also find her on the PPJ Gazette on her podcast. You can also press follow under the blog stats, and every time that there's a new podcast or article, it will also alert you in your email. www.ppjg.me. And a big thank you to Marty Oakley. And she's awesome. She's been on the air almost 14 years speaking out. I call her an awesome diva out there. And she's relentless, and she has great hosts on her show during the week. So please check her out, because I can try to multitask. I was on her co-host for elder abuse, nursing home neglect and abuse, guardianship abuse for 75 shows. So that in that area needs a lot of help, because it seems like they put the elderly in on the back burner, everyone. And that's the way it shouldn't be. They should, you know, the elderly, the animals, and the children, they do not have a voice, and we do. So, everyone, please do your part. We're their only hope to carry on. Voices do carry, and we have to care for them when we keep spreading the word and taking that action and seeing those positive results for positive lives and futures for all, justice for all. Also want to go do a 360 out there, everyone. I have a House Bill 6035 on with Representative Amber Mariano. It's regarding the punitive damage here in Florida. If you could please support and look this up. There was an article on the FloridaPolitics.com. And if you search Amber, A-M-B-E-R, Mariano, M-A-R-I-A-N-O, there is an article on there. And a big shout out to Representative Amber Mariano. And I'll make this short and brief. And also Jeff Porter of the Florida Justice Association. His name's also on there, too. He's the executive deputy director, also on the legislative affairs. But back in 2008, my father, George Dahmer, may he rest in peace. I will fight for him till the end, and also my mother. But he was neglected severely in a nursing home that led to his death. He was only supposed to go into the nursing home for 120 days and return home, and he never did. He got so bad of care in there, it didn't start at first like that. When we mandated him, or, you know, wanted him out or demanded him out of that nursing home, because he ran away because he had dementia, and they Baker acted and wanted to keep him 120 days for evaluation on the meds he was on. And so it didn't start out this way at first, but as time went by, we demanded out there in the second nursing home that, you know, he could walk, talk, feed himself when he walked in that nursing home. But when he came out, he had stage 4 bed sores down to the bone, malnutrition, dehydration, lost 32 pounds in 8 weeks. His shoulders were, our shoulder caps were turned from where they dropped him and didn't let the family know till 4 days later. And the cupidus ulcers on the bottom of his both feet where they put a size 8 on him and he wears a 10. This was so terrible. I mean, it is so, it was like a total nightmare of what happened to him. And when he got to the hospital later on, they wanted to amputate both feet. So my mother, Pat, she won the lawsuit back in 2012, November. You could search this under Chief Whiteow in the search. That's he was a professional wrestler name from, you know, the late 50s to the early 80s. He worked for the WWF, which is now WWE. And, you know, she won the wrongful death suit. They got guilty on charges of, you know, wrongful death, falsifying records. And then come find out 7 years later, under these two Florida statutes, 400.0238, punitive damages, and 400.0239, she was mandated to pay 50% of the punitive damage to help improve the quality care nursing home, to which she was awarded by the jury. this is so injustice and unfair. It's like the, you know, we got punished for his death, you know, the plaintiffs. And so I can't understand this. So this is the fifth time I got it into legislation. The other four times have failed. So hopefully in 2022, HB 6035, regarding the punitive damages here in Florida, all Florida residents, please contact your Florida representatives and ask them to please support this bill and co-sponsor, and so we can get it through. We need this closing because he passed away 13 and a half years ago, and I'm still up here fighting for justice. Call for justice, everyone, for it, not just my mother, every Florida resident down here, because you never know when it's going to happen to you. So let's stand up for our elderly and make these nursing homes better. You know, there's good nursing homes, there's bad nursing homes. Let's bring the bad up to the good and think positive. My father, George Dahmer, a.k.a. a former professional wrestler, Chief Whiteoff, love you, Dad, forever. You was a wonderful father, loving and caring, a great husband, best friend, great grandpa, great grandpa, everything. I mean, he was just so wonderful. But I want to get hold on this show, but please, everyone, all you animal lovers, you know, I stand up for the elderly too and the children, whoever's voiceless, please stand by, stand with us and take, you know, take note. I might be on TS Radio Network tomorrow night. I'm trying to get it together with her on this bill. So I'll be, you know, posted on my timeline and Voices Carry for Animal Support Group and also the PPJ Gazette if you'd like to listen in and more know more of the story. But I want to go get back here to the show and thank you for listening in, everyone, new listeners, returning listeners, and all you animal advocates out there, advocates, you know, all the big organizations out there. All of you rock for the animals. I mean, keep up the great work because you're making it happen and you're making a difference. Don't ever give up hope. Don't get aggravated and stop, because if we stop, we automatically lose. So keep it up. And a big shout out to all you cross posters and networkers helping saving animals' lives and the ones that's on death row, cats and dogs. I mean, it's got to end somewhere. We got to make this a better world for them and let them live their lives because they don't have a chance. But I'm going to go here and bring her name's Kate Brindle, and I want to welcome her back from the Humane Society of the United States Public Policy Specialist Farm Animal Protection Campaign. This is awesome. Welcome back, Kate. How are you this evening? This is wonderful.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me again, Debbie. It's great to be on the show, and before I say hello to everyone, just wanted to say I'm so sorry about your father and everything that it sounds like you and your family had to go through, but I am very excited to join you tonight and to talk about the campaigns that HSUS is waging on behalf of farm animals.
Yes, I mean, the farm animals, they count too. All lives matter, include all the animals, and their lives matter, and thanks for all you're doing, and a big shout out to Humane Society of the United States. I've had them on this podcast. I was telling you earlier, Kate, so many times I lost count, and they're all of you are always welcome back from every angle. Horses, I mean, the wildlife, the farm life, the domestic, the puppy mills. I mean, you name it, and this is wonderful. You know, it's so inspiring and encouraging to keep going on. Because there's so many, you guys are worldwide, international, throughout the United States, and you're doing positive, you know, work there. And the animals, they can't, you know, they especially thank us, well, you know, but they can't tell us. But when you see their lives change for the better, for the victories, we know we're not spinning our wheels. You know, I can't take total credit because everybody deserves credit. Animal advocates, that, you know, the cross posters, all the organizations coming together as one and fighting for the rights. But you want to go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself, refresh the audience, and how you got started And we'll be talking about the EATS Act here soon, S2619 and H.R. 499, which is a federal bill that puts hundreds of animal cruelty laws at risk, why it's so dangerous and ways we can oppose it. But go right ahead, Kate. You're live and on
yeah,
the air. This is awesome. I'm so excited to have you again.
Well, thank you. Likewise, Debbie, I'm glad to be here. And sure, I can tell you a little bit about myself and the listeners. My name is Kate Brindle. Like Debbie said, I work for HSUS's Farm Animal Protection Campaign. And the way I got interested in farm animal issues was I had a dog growing up who was, you know, he was our family pet. We loved him. And I thought about him a lot. I thought about his well-being and his wants and needs. But I really didn't think beyond that. I didn't think about other types of animals, especially farm animals. And I actually, I was walking with my mom and was approached by some advocates who gave me a leaflet explaining what happened on factory farms, explaining what happened to farm animals, and I was blown away. And I was 13 years old, and my life instantly changed because I didn't realize that 99% of animals raised for food in this country are raised on factory farms. And so, you know, the meat industry kind of sells this idea that animals are raised in a red barn and they're frolicking on the pasture and they have these good lives. But for the vast majority of animals, nothing could be further from the truth. 99% of the animals used for food in this country, like I said, they're on factory farms. And so what that means is that they're crammed in these tiny spaces. Most of them will never feel grass on their feet. They'll never see the light of day. They're indoors. You can imagine the air, I mean, just how filthy it is, how smelly the air is that they're breathing in, how toxic it is. And it's hidden. I mean, these animals are hidden from the public because if the public knew what was truly going on, they would be outraged. And so when I found that out, that's how I got involved with farm animal advocacy. And I've been involved ever since because it's a passion of mine. Because, you know, just as our dogs and cats at home have the ability to feel pain and suffer, so does a mother pig who's trapped in a crate barely bigger than the size of her own body. So does an egg-laying chicken who's in a cage that's so small she can't even flap her wings, and she spends her entire life that way. And so that's how I got involved, and that's why I'm so passionate. And I'd be glad to talk about the EATS Act as well, if you like.
Yes, definitely, because we should oppose that. And I know on that petition, I got it on the PPJ Gazette, everyone, if you want to go ahead and sign it and share it. I mean, I'm going to keep sharing it all over the place, Kate. I mean, it's going to go Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn and Pinterest, all of them. Okay, so let's get that thing opposed. But go ahead and speak about that.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for sharing that because this really is it's the EATS Act or the so-called EATS Act. It stands for Exposing Agricultural Trade Suppression Act, and it really is a monumental threat to animals. And so before I get into what the act does, I can give a little background of kind of how it came to be, how this bill even got introduced. So basically in 2018, HSUS led a campaign in California, and California voters passed the strongest farm animal protection law in the world, which was Proposition 12. And what that did was it banned the confinement of mother pigs, baby veal calves, and egg-laying hens, and it banned them from being locked in cages that were so small that they could barely move. Because the norm on these farms, kind of like I was mentioning, is that these animals are virtually immobilized. Actually, there's the analogy out there that mother pigs who were used in the pork industry, that the way that they're caged, the way that they're locked in these, they're called gestation crates, which are so small they can't even turn around. They can only take one step forward and one step back. And that's for almost their entire life. And so if you think about yourself, it would be the equivalent to a human being spending their entire life in the size in an airline seat, in something the size of an airline seat. And so that's their life. And so California voters, I mean, they were rightfully appalled by this horrendous abuse, and they overwhelmingly voted against it. And so, you know, these standard practices of caging sensitive, inquisitive, intelligent animals were rejected across the board, Democrats, Republicans alike. Everybody came to the ballot box, and it was a landslide for the animals. However, rather than attempt to change and reflect the will of Californians, the pork industry fought against these reforms, and they first started fighting in court to be able to continue to confine mother pigs in these gestation crates, which are so small that pigs, who are very intelligent animals, actually show signs of not just physical distress, but mental distress as well. They often bite the bars in front of them for lack of stimulation. So the pork industry was fighting to keep business as usual. They filed three different lawsuits to try to overturn Prop 12. And they lost at every level. Every level they lost, including when they appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. So you might be asking, okay, well, what did the pork industry do next? You know, did they change their behavior? Did they modify anything? No. Well, what they did instead was they worked with senators and representatives in the Midwest to file this legislation, which is euphemistically called the EATS Act, which would not only eliminate Proposition 12, but all farm animal protection laws across the country. Because what happened was, after HSUS led the campaign to pass Prop 12 in California, you know, after this landmark law that California voters approved, we worked in several other states to pass similar legislation. So HSUS led campaigns to ban the worst sort of animal abuses on factory farms. And we did that in Utah, Nevada, Colorado, Washington, Oregon, and Michigan. All of those laws would be at risk too. So we really have to come together, and we have to combat this just massive federal overreach that's trying to eliminate farm animal protection laws across the nation.
That is terrible. They need the rights, you know. I see these photos, Kate, where they're all congested up. They don't get no life at all. And, I mean, no social life, and they're in these crates. They can't, like you were saying, they can't move. And this is so wrong. This is animal cruelty in the first degree. I mean, front lines. And it's being allowed, and it's been going on for so many years. The animals deserve so much better. I mean, with dignity and respect and free from fear and pain and anxiety, you know, it's just, we're seeing victories, but it's not going to happen overnight, but they deserve to live freely. I mean, humans and animals are all on this earth temporarily, and we got to make the best of it. And animal rights should be granted, not ignored and thrown to the back burner. You know, they're important. I mean, pigs and cows and chickens, all of them, you know, turkeys, they need to live freely and comfortable. And I see these photos. I've even seen, you know, through your website and everything and Facebook photos where they look so miserable and unhappy. And that's how they are feeling. And are we looking at this and saying, oh, that's okay? No, it's not okay. They should not be not living like that. You know, I've seen where pigs get, you know, let rescued and let go freely, and you could tell they're happy. Freedom dance, you know, and that's how they all should live. And
absolutely,
it's just, it's so wrong how they're being treated. Why so? Oh, it's gut wrenching and mind blowing to have this constantly going on, because, you know, every minute of the day of suffering and pain is too much for an animal. Hours and days and weeks, they feel pain just like us. They have emotions, just like humans, they just speak in another language. And there needs to be more compassion in this world, mercy, you know, for them. And let their rights, you know, be granted, because they are important. And we share this earth temporarily with them. And so many of them out there that are getting abused and neglected and tortured and, you know, exploited. And it's so mind-blowing. It's profit before animals. You know, we have a lot of instances where it's profit before people. So it's got to turn around, because with the ones with big hearts like you and I and all the animal lovers and advocates out there, we're not standing up for them for the heck of it. We're doing it for a purpose, for a reason. You know, and we say enough is enough, and with something needs to be done. We cannot close our eyes, our ears, our mouths, and be silent to what's going on. Those animals deserve, they're awesome. You know, and just look at our companion animals at home. You know, I know the ones, the two cats and the dog live here, they're spoiled. They know it. They love it. And that's how they all should be. I mean, when you care for them and you can communicate with them, bond, they love attention and to, you know, hang out with them and play with them and talk to them. You know, I know the ones in this household, they love for you to talk to them. If you don't talk to them, they think you're mad at them. So it's always good to do that, you know, communicate. Because the bond between humans and animals is so beautiful if you open your heart to them and say, hey, I want to give them a chance. You know, they deserve to be treated good and with love, care, and dignity and compassion and respect. We all want to be treated like that, so they do too. And what's going on out there with these farm animals, how they're being treated, is so wrong. You know, I've seen the pictures out there, the closeness of the cows and then, you know, sitting close with them and hugging them and the horses and all of them. And it's so heartwarming to see that, because that shows you right there the bond is beautiful if you let it happen. You know, don't give up. Just open your heart.
Right.
And
well,
that's
and
what
I think that.
Yeah, go ahead. Awesome.
Yeah, I was just going to say that, you know, like you're talking about, animals do deserve to be treated with dignity and compassion and respect. And so many of your listeners are pushing for policies that would make it against the law to abuse animals and treat them with cruelty. But the problem with the EATS Act, and I'm just going to drop the bill number too, in case folks want to look it up. The bill number is S2619, and then on the House side, it's HR4999. The problem with the EATS Act and why it's so dangerous is it would prevent you from passing that sort of law guaranteeing that animals, you know, that you can't inflict cruelty upon animals. And it wouldn't stop with gutting farm animal protection laws. It could also destroy hundreds of animal protections against the worst cruelty. So, you know, you were talking about dogs. I mean, it could even stop a law preventing the abuse of dogs in puppy mills, or painful experiments inflicted on animals for cosmetic testing, those types of laws. You know, several states like Illinois and California and Maryland, Maine and Washington, and nearly 400 towns and cities across 30 states, they all have laws prohibiting the sale of puppy mill puppies in pet stores because puppy mills are so cruel. You know, mother dogs in puppy mills, they spend their entire lives in cramped cages with virtually no personal attention. And then when the mother and the father dogs are of no use and can no longer breed, they're either abandoned or killed. And so, you know, people in a variety of states and towns, they've spoken out about this kind of abuse by passing laws against it. But all of those laws are at risk of being destroyed by the EATS Act. And it's just really, it's just so sweeping, and it's such a threat. That's why it's crucial that everyone who's listening, please contact your federal, so your U.S. senators and representative, and ask them to please oppose the EATS Act, which again is S2619R4999.
Yes, and please do it, everyone, and spread the word too, because Ray Bittner always says, hey, we are strength in numbers, and that's so true. And I hope she calls, you know, presses one and comes on air, because she's a former guest, and she multitask helping all these animals out. Can't thank her enough, you know, but the more of us come together, the stronger we become, and the harder we fight for these victories, you know. And oppose this, please, everyone, because it's not good. You know, there's bills out there that are good and that we have to support, but then there's the ones that's not. So all of our voices do matter. Our actions matter. And please, here's a quick number to call for your state representatives and senators. Area code 202-224-3121. And they're going to ask for your zip code during business hours and ask them to speak to your, you know, senator or your representative, and then tell them to oppose the EATS Act. You know, you can even email them. If you don't have their email address, you can find your state representative when you search it, give your zip code. You can write them an email also. And all these shows are very informative, so you ever go back, there's plenty of information on there that you can go back and listen to and record, you know, for your own. Just keep this number, area code 202-224-3121. And after hours, you can also leave a voicemail, okay? So whatever, let's see a victory in this that it does not pass. Let's oppose it because it's not good. And I'm totally against it too, so. And, you know, all of our actions do count. Action takers, that's where it's at. You know, that's when the changes come in, right, Kate? When we take that action.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah,
and
I
just can't talk about it. Yeah, go ahead.
I think you actually posted on your Facebook page a link to the action alert that we have, because we actually have draft text for what listeners can say to their senators and representatives when they email them or call them. And I believe you posted that link on your Facebook page. So if people want to take a look at that, that has,
yes,
a draft letter that you can send your legislators asking them to oppose the EATS Act.
Yes, and I've seen that it signed it, so that's a good thing, you know. And you will get a response from your representative. It's awesome, you know, that they're looking into it or they're for it or against it. So something to check out, everyone. I mean, it's never too late. I help, you know, people that, you know, acquaintances or whoever's on Facebook. Hey, it's never too late to take that action, you know. Yeah, ask me any questions and I will lead you the way. Because it doesn't take that much time either. And to know, you know, once I hear, our voices don't matter, or it's all about money, or it's about greed, and this and that. Well, until you know for sure, take that right step in the right direction and let your voice be heard. Because it's so very important, or that signature, or, you know, spreading the word. Because a lot of people, Kate, are unaware of what's going on out there behind closed doors. You know, they get busy with their jobs, you know, their families, their children, or, you know, whatever the case may be. But what goes on behind closed doors, if you check this out, you're going to say, whoa, this is not right. And it's time to do something, you know, because if we don't speak out, the problems just worsen. And we can't have that. We got to see better treatment for them. And then go and check out the, you know, on the Humane Society of the United States, HSUS Farm Animals, also on Twitter. The Twitter followers and doing all your posts, you can always retweet them and, you know, get that petition and share that. Copy and paste the link up at in the search bar. And then put it on your wall, and it's going to pop up. So, Kate, I'm going to keep, you know, like I said, sharing it, because I'm a admin on a lot of Facebook pages for the animals and groups. So keep resharing it, because not everybody's on Facebook and Twitter and Pinterest and LinkedIn all at the same time in days. So some, a lot of people miss it, you know. So on my page or Voices Care for Animal Support Group, you'll see it coming in through several times, or Twitter, because, you know, hey, the more I get the signatures and the phone calls, that's when it, that's when we're going to see things happen. And I love seeing that word victory. Don't you, Kate? I mean, it's just so heartwarming and uplifting, inspiring. And that's what we're all on this for. That's why we're striving for the goals, the good news, you know, the bringing the negative into the positive, because it can be done. And all this inspirational work that you're doing there, Kate, and your HSUS staff, thank you all, because it's so meaningful and heartfelt, inspiring, encouraging to keep us all going out, you know, keep going. What would we do without animal activists and big organizations like HSUS? And you know what I mean? It's like, wow. And all these Facebook pages and groups and Twitter and Pinterest, this whole social media, it's a landing strip for all of us to come together and to learn and to, you know the awareness, the prevention. Be step up to the plate, everyone, and be a voice for the voices, because they need us, and they need us now. We can't wait till next week, next month, next year, 5 years or 10 years from now. Let's work on it now. We can't change the past, right, Kate? But we can sure change the future for, you know, everyone, and ones that's not even born yet. You know, this is so important going towards the 22nd century, you know, and I know I won't be here in the 22nd century, but
I probably won't either.
Is think positive and take positive actions, you know, so, you know, because of the way it's going, I mean, I'm seeing a lot of victories. How are you, Kate? I mean, there's still a long road ahead, but we will reach this destination all in good time. And that takes dedication and involvement. And don't give up. Don't give up, please. Yes.
That's right.
Just keep up.
And I would love to share some victories too, but just to kind of reiterate what you were saying, these actions that you can take, they take less than 5 minutes. You know, calling your legislators, sending them a quick email. It takes less than 5 minutes, but it makes such a big impact, especially when you consider this legislation, the EATS Act in particular. It's so sweeping, so vast, and it stands to undo hundreds of protections for animals. So all of the laws that advocates have fought so hard for are at risk. So please take 5 minutes and email and call your federal legislators. And then, like you say, Debbie, too, please share it with your friends and family. Let them know to do the same thing. Let them know on social media, any of those channels. Just please spread the word. And it's really easy to get involved with this one and to encourage your lawmakers to oppose it. But that being said, do you want to talk about some victories?
Yes, of course. We'd love to hear the victories, don't we? And I'll be ready to do that, you know. Wow. I mean, do the victory dance, okay?
I'm doing the victory dance at home. Yes. Well, we hit a major, major milestone this year, and that is, according to the USDA, the U.S. egg industry is now 30% cage-free, which is amazing. So when HSUS first started its cage-free campaign in 2005, so, you know, roughly 15 years ago, less than 5% of chickens in the egg industry lived in cage-free facilities. So that meant that over 95% of chickens were living in what's called a battery cage. And so it's this tiny, tiny cage. Like, if you can imagine the size of an iPad, that's the size that an egg-laying hen has to spend her entire life. So she can't spread her wings. She can barely walk around. She can't engage in any behaviors that would be natural to her, like dust saving and building a nest and all of those things. And it's, you know, sometimes we see them on the side of the road. They don't have windows. They're completely windowless. You can't see inside them. But, I mean, they're these long, long sheds. So if you can imagine just cages upon cages stacked up on top of each other, no windows, no natural light. I mean, you can imagine just how horrible the air is, and what these chickens suffer through is just, it's almost hard to imagine because it's so horrific. And so that's the way over 95% of the industry was. And so HSUS, we've been waging these transformational. Figure is now over 30%. And here's even better news. That 30%, well, actually it's over 30%. It's about 32%. That translates to nearly 100 million chickens who would otherwise be caged. And that's roughly the equivalent to the human population of California, New York, Texas, and Florida combined. That's how many chickens are free of cage confinement. So I think, you know, we want that figure to be 100%. Absolutely. And we're fighting hard. We're battling every day to get it to 100%. But I do think it's so important to look back and look at how far we've come.
Oh, yeah. Check that out. Wow. Because the animals, you know, they should all be treated this, you know, with dignity and respect, free from fear, anxiety, torture, abuse, neglect, and live comfortably. And, you know, and you see them so many of them crammed up. How can anybody live like that? We've got to put ourselves in their positions and say, hey, would I like that? No. Then do something about it. You know, just don't stay silent. Because when we stay silent, nothing changes. So we have to, you know, whatever goes on out there with these animals, hey, we're in for a better lives and futures for them. And we're going to fight till the end, right? And we're not giving up. We're going to keep going. And whatever it
takes.
That's
right. We're going to keep going. Yes, yep. Absolutely. And I think what's important to focus on as well is this is happening all across the country. We're waging these legislative campaigns at Humane Society of the United States all across the country. So states like Utah, you know, which you might not think of as kind of a mecca of animal activism, we led a campaign there to ban cages. And Utah, this typically red state, they actually passed this law banning cage confinement for chickens, which is amazing. And once fully implemented, that legislation means that 5 million hens will never know the suffering of life in a cage. And what that new law does as well as banning cages, it also requires enrichment so that birds will be able to engage in their vital natural behaviors. So they'll be able to do things like scratching and perching and dust bathing and laying eggs in a nest. So it's important to know, you know, it is states like California, like I was talking about before, but it's also states like Utah. We also were able to get a bill passed in Nevada that also banned the caging of egg-laying hens. And 3 million chickens per year there won't have to suffer through the misery of life in a cage once that bill is fully phased in. So we are continuing to battle. We're never going to stop until all these chickens don't have to live life in a cage. But yeah, I mean, those were incredible victories this year, especially in a state like Utah.
Keep the good news coming. Keep the victories coming, Rob, nonstop. So we can do the victory and happy dance nonstop. You know, because
yes,
it's always encouraging.
Definitely.
Yeah, to hear the victories. You know, we've been talking. I need to ask, see if anybody wants to call in. If there's any comments or questions for Kate Brindle of the Humane Society of the United States Farm Animal Protection Campaign. If you want to call in, the number is area code 310-982-4270. and you're in the queue, and it's another packed house tonight. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Press 1 and let me know, because I am running the studio board, that you want to speak, and just try to refrain from any noises in the background, conversations, you know, TV, radios, and you're more than welcome to come on board. Be a voice for the voices. You know, give them hope to carry on, right, Kate? Oh, and what I'd like for
That's
you
right.
to do, okay, we've got a caller here. Hold on 1 second. Area code 719. You're live and on the air. Hey, Mama Cat, how's it going there? How's your
hey,
all the cats Beth. Doing?
Oh, my cats are doing great.
All
did
right.
you see that I released that? Did you see I released that morning dove that dog got?
Yes.
Yeah, she's doing really good. I went and checked on her yesterday. She's doing very
good.
Well.
Good. That's good news. Yeah, you got a big heart for animals. Oh, that's wonderful.
I just wanted to call and thank Kate for everything she's doing for the farm animals. I've seen kind of up close and personal some of the horrors that happen in factories. Pigs are one of the big ones, and of course chickens as well. And you know, I was raised, I mean, I never saw that growing up, that type of horrifying, you know, abuse to animals. If anybody back in those days would have done something like that, they'd have been shut down quicker than you could say abuse. You know, and it's just horrifying. And most of those videos that are out there, I can't get through the whole thing without just breaking down. And, you know, there's just, we need more people to stand up for them. And I know it's a lot of work, because you're going up against these big ranchers and they've got a lot of people backing them. But we have a lot of people backing us, too. And we really need to get more people on board with this and get the word out there. And, you know, I've been scolded and yelled at for posting these videos of what happens on factory farms. And it's like, you know, why do you post that? Because have you ever seen it? Till you've seen it, you can't unsee it. Once you've seen it, you know it. And it's time for people to stand up, you know, and do something, make those calls, something.
Chain reaction, a human chain reaction to take action, you know.
Yeah.
Press that share button and retweet and whatever you need to do. I mean, I was telling Kate, Ray Bittner, I call her Mama Cat. She's a former guest on the show several times. And she crawled, you know, multitask help animals out. She's a big fan of Voices Care for Animals, a family. All of you are. Once you get on here, you're family, okay? But anyway, she was telling me it's amazing what I could do in 5 minutes, taking action, you know, make a positive move. And I said, you should see how much I get done in an hour. You know, I get them tabs going up and sharing and doing this and that. And it's amazing. I do so much stuff, it makes my head spin taking action. So, and then, you know, I don't stop there. Once I see a victor, I keep going. You know, that's the main thing. But Mama Cat, I appreciate everything that you do out there. And her grandkids even help her out. She takes care of 125 stray cats, and that's some colonies, and takes care of them and feeds them. She's got a heart of gold. You know, so thank you, Mama Cat. You're just, all of you rock, you know. I mean, it's so inspiring. So good to know people like you, all of you, animal advocates. It's so wonderful. It's inspiring. So we encourage you to keep going.
Yeah, thank you, Mama Cat. That's, well, and Mama Cat, you brought up a really good point about how hidden these practices are, and that's intentional by the meat industry, because like you say, if people knew what was really going on, they would be outraged. And so I think that's why it's important to show what's truly going on and what is standard practice at these facilities. And so, you know, part of our campaigns that we wage is we try to pass legislation freeing these animals from cage confinement. We also work with the biggest food companies to get them to adopt policies that they will only source cage-free products like pork and eggs. But something that we can all do, and something that I think is so important, you know, at the same time, we obviously don't want to see any animals in cage confinement, but we want to reduce the number of animals that are raised in this industry to begin with. And we want to reduce the number of animals who have to suffer through abuse and factory farms. And so one of the ways that we can do that, and everyone can do this, listeners and everyone else, is to increase the number of plant-based dishes that we're eating in our diet. And so that's something we really encourage at HSUS as well, is to explore all the variety of plant-based foods that are on the market now. You know, you've got everything from your traditional fruits and veggies and legumes and beans and rice and all that, but now it's like, there's so many different plant-based burgers, you know, like the Impossible Burger or Beyond Meat, all these different things that you can try. Plant-based milks are all over the grocery store. And so that's something that everyone out there, you know, in addition to writing to your lawmakers, sharing things on social media, that's something we can all do as well.
Oh, yeah. And you want to – and Mama Cat, stay on air, okay? But you want to give out your hey, the mama cat meow. we'll get in a cat fight here in a minute. No, we get along great, but the mama cat, you're so, you know, awesome too, because of everything you're doing. What a big heart. But anyway, Kate, I'm gonna call you Great Kate, okay?
I love it. Thank you.
I know, because
nice
you
compliment.
Are. Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yep. And you can give your Twitter out, you know, your site, Facebook and website, because I know Humane Society has the big one, you know, .org, but there are separate ones, audience out there that's just for the farm animals too. So you can get involved. And they have... Humane Society has petitions where you could take action. And I'm hearing noise in the background. I don't know if somebody's moving around or fell down or something happened.
Everyone's okay
down,
on my end,
okay.
Mama Cat. I hope everything is okay on your end,
yeah.
Too.
The dog next door, they went flying out the back door.
That was a good one.
But yeah, we've got a Twitter and Facebook, and so our handle on both of those is HSUS Farm Animals. So if you go to twitter.com/HSUS Farm Animals, and then facebook.com/HSUS Farm Animals, and like you say, Debbie, we've got all kinds of information on there, all kinds of ways to get involved. And the other thing that we have on there that I think is pretty great is we have hundreds of plant-based recipes. So if you're trying to explore more plant-based foods, we can hook you up with recipes, and we've got lots of those on our website as well.
Yes,
oh, cool.
And you still have Meatless Mondays too, right? Which is a great inspiration to everybody, because they should know what goes on behind the scenes and what's good for you and what's not. You know, we have to know the truth and reality of everything, whether we want to hear it or not, because it's so educational, informative, and to know. I mean, we can't just close our eyes and our ears and our mouths. We have to know what's going on out there and to know how these animals are treated behind the scenes. You know, and I'll tell you what, if you see some of these photos and videos, it'll make you sick, okay? It'll make your stomach curl up. I mean, it's just so terrible. There's no excuse for it. This is animal cruelty in the first degree, front lines. And what are we going to do about it? We got to keep fighting for them, everybody. We cannot give up. We cannot let go, give in, because it's not going to happen. No.
Hey, Kate, I have a question.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Are you guys involved fighting any of the eggs that are trying to be passed all over the place?
Yeah, Mama Cat, I think you broke up a little bit. Could you say that just again? I heard going to be passed all over the place, but could you say the rest of it? I'm sorry.
I was just wondering if you were involved in fighting all the egg gag laws that they're trying to pass. You know, to keep people from being able to go on factory farms and video them and show what's actually happening and not the lies that they're telling us.
Yeah, we're very involved in that fight. And like you say, it's so important because, you know, going back to your point where you talked about how hidden these abuses and cruelties are, it's so important that the public learn about what's truly going on and what's truly happening to these animals and the immense cruelty that's going on, because there's also issues of food safety and things like that on these farms. So it's important that we as a public no. And what happens is when these big meat companies have gotten exposed for basically inflicting awful cruelty on animals, rather than changing, rather than saying, okay, we're going to look at our practices and we're going to do something about it, what they've done instead is try to make it a crime to expose animal abuse by passing these so-called ag gag bills. And so it's really key that we defeat these bills. And so we've actually led the fight to defeat over 30 bills in different states. There were just two bills that we worked on very hard to defeat just this year alone. But yes, they do unfortunately keep getting reintroduced. And as long as they're reintroduced, we will be fighting to make sure that they don't pass.
Good.
Cool.
Good.
Yep.
Yep. That's good, because, oh my goodness, so much stuff.
I mean, they try
to
hide it, you know, but we're not stupid.
That's right. Hey, if you're not doing anything wrong, there's nothing to worry about, you know, just let them in.
That's what you would say.
Yep.
Yeah.
But, you know, when they're doing something wrong, then they want to cover it up and try to get out of it and think it's okay. So what's wrong? There's videos everywhere else out there. Everywhere you shop, parking lot. I mean, it's everywhere, right? Schools, doctor's office,
exactly.
You name it. So what's the problem? You know, let's protect their rights and how they're getting treated. But anyway, ladies, I'm down to 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes. Mama Cat, thank you, and always thank you for always, you know, helping out Voices Caring for Animals and all this supporters out there to help to promote it. There's a huge list here, everyone, on Twitter and Facebook and followers and friends and LinkedIn and Pinterest. It gets out there. And appreciate everybody tuning in. And Kate, can't thank you enough for coming back on air tonight. And looking forward to having you on again and again, okay? This is wonderful, and what another great show. I knew it would be. I love these shows. I mean, they're so amazing, full of information and awareness. Everybody, you know, go to these sites, these social media sites, share them, you know, on their pages and groups and everything. And then let's see it escalate, go up and increase, you know, the attention.
Share the victories, too.
Yes, because that makes you keep going, right? It keeps you going. I know
it
does me.
Right, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I appreciate the opportunity to come on and share some of the victories. So thank you so much, Debbie. And just to state again, if anyone does want to get involved and wants more information, they can always go to our website, too, which is humanesociety.org.
All right. And we got 60 seconds here. And Mama Cat and Kate, this is great, Kate, okay? This is another great show, and I appreciate it. And all you listeners out there, thank you for tuning in. Voices Care for Animals. And next week, we're going to invite Jody Weidiker. She's the Chicago Alliance for Animals Partnership to Ban Horse Carriages Worldwide. So I want to welcome her back. 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, 4 o'clock Pacific. Listen in worldwide. Feel free to call in. After a half hour of the show, this show will be downloaded and ready to listen to and share. www.blogtalkradio.com/voicescaredforanimals. Everyone have a wonderful and safe evening, peaceful, and keep fighting for the animals' justice. Justice for all, okay? Thank you, great Kate, and thank you, Mama Kate.
You know we will.
Hey, may God bless
you. Thank you,
you
so
all.
Much.
Hey, you're so
thank
welcome.
Thank you,
lady. Look forward to having you on again. All in hand, united we stand, against all animal cruelty and neglect.